Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Paul says, I don't judge any man after the flesh. I don't know any man after the flesh. He saw people spirit to spirit. He used his spirit, his faith, to perceive what that person was like on the inside. He didn't judge him based on the outside. He even goes on to say that we don't even know Christ after the flesh anymore. I knew him one time after the flesh, but I don't know him that way anymore. You know, the Apostle Paul probably saw Jesus when he was here on this physical earth. He wasn't a disciple of his at that time, but he was in Jerusalem, a student of Gamaliel in Jerusalem. And I'm sure that Jesus was the center of attention. I'm sure that Paul saw Jesus. He had seen him. If you were to ask Paul, what did Jesus look like? He could have told you how tall he was, what color of eyes he had, how long his hair was or whatever. He could have given you a description of Jesus physically. But he says, at one time, I knew him that way. Now, I don't know him that way anymore. He knew Jesus by the Spirit, not by physical, natural things. Do you know the person who wrote half of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, wasn't even his disciple when he was here on the earth? And he had a greater revelation of who Jesus was and of the grace of God than the disciples who literally walked and talked and could feel Jesus and see him when he was here on this earth. How did he do that? You know, I haven't got time to say these things. I'm going to have to say this quickly, but your senses are one of the biggest hindrances you have to walking with God. If you would have been a physical disciple of Jesus, it would have been hard to believe. And most people think it's just the opposite. I wished I could have been one of the disciples. If I'd have seen him raise Lazarus from the dead, if I'd have seen him walk on the water, I'd have been a believer. It'd have been just the opposite. Because your senses would have been screaming at you that he's human. He's natural. You know, we get these romanticized pictures and stuff, but Jesus was dirty. He didn't have a Biltmore to stay in and take a shower every day, and he didn't have shampoo and wash his hair. His hair got dirty and matted and messed up. He didn't have a suitcase that he carried with him everywhere. He didn't have a change of clothes. They would walk 20 miles a day in the hot Judean sun, and he'd get sweaty and smelly and stink. And you know what? Here you are looking at a person. You can smell him. Jesus had to do all of the things that all of us do. He had to go to the bathroom. His disciples would see him do this and think, this is God. You know what? It would have been hard to believe on him. We have an advantage. It's much easier on us because we can close our eyes and take the Word of God and paint a picture of him sitting at the Father's right hand in glory and in power. And it's easy for us to perceive Jesus. We have the record. We know the end of the story. The disciples struggled to believe in Jesus because the physical realm hindered them. And this is why most people struggle today, because they're trying to contact God in some physical way instead of using their faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. You got to relate to him by faith. The Apostle John was so intimate with the Lord. He was the one that the scriptures that he wrote, he referred to himself as the one whom Jesus loved. Man, he had a great relationship with the Lord. And at the Last Supper, they didn't sit at a table and chairs the way that we do. They would recline on pillows, and so they had very low table. And he was reclining, and he put his head over on Jesus' chest during the Last Supper and was leaning on him because they had such a great relationship. That same John saw Jesus on the Isle of Patmos and wrote about it in Revelation chapter 1, and he saw Jesus, and his hair was white, and his eyes were like fire, and his feet were like brass burning in a furnace, and the glory of God. And when he spoke, it was like the sound of Niagara Falls. And he saw all of this, and this same John who had his head over on the chest of Jesus now fell at his feet as if he was dead, and God had to raise him up. It's the same Jesus. There was no difference. The only difference was that now that body who had shielded and kept his true person and his glory from shining forth was removed, and he saw him in the spiritual realm. That's what he's referring to. We used to know Jesus after the flesh. I could have told you how tall he was, what color of eyes he had, but man, we don't know him that way anymore. We know him by the Spirit. And most of us have just failed to know him by the Spirit. Do you realize that when Jesus rose from the dead, there's like 10, I forget the exact number, but somewhere around 10 post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. And in every single incident, the disciples who knew Jesus intimately, who had spent 3.5 years with him, didn't recognize him. Not a single time did they recognize him. Every time they doubted that this was the risen Lord. Two of them even walked with him on the road to Emmaus for around 2 hours and talked to him. And they were talking about, haven't you heard that Jesus was raised from the dead? They were looking at him. They were talking to him. And they didn't realize that this was Jesus. And these are people who had lived with him for 3.5 years and they didn't recognize him. The disciples went out and were fishing, and they came and Jesus had made a fire and was cooking fish on the fire, and he was sitting there and they were looking at him closer than from me to Wendell. They were just across the fire. They were looking at him face to face, and it says none of them dared ask who this was because they knew it was Jesus. They knew it by the Spirit, but in the natural, they couldn't recognize him. And he hadn't changed. He told him, he says, stick your finger into the print of the nails. Put your hand into my side and don't be faithless but believing. He was still the same. He still had the print of the nails, the scars. He had the same physical body. You know why they couldn't recognize him? Over in Mark chapter 16, describing this trip on the road to Emmaus, it says he appeared in another form unto them. That form was he was now spiritual and not physical. He was spiritual. That didn't mean that he looked different, but now it was spirit. And Jesus said in John chapter 3, he says, that which is spirit, that which is flesh. You can't discern the spiritual with physical means. You have to discern the spirit by the Spirit. He was now in a glorified spiritual body that couldn't be. You could see it, but you couldn't recognize. You couldn't relate to him just based on the flesh. You had to know him by the Spirit. It says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You have to discern spiritual things by your spirit. Man, I wished I had about 5 hours. I'm just now getting to a place where I could really say some things. But you know what? You can actually see better with your heart than you can with your physical eyes. But most of us don't live that way. Most of us think this is weird. This is normal. This is what Paul's saying. We walk by faith, not by sight. We look at things that aren't seen, not at things which are seen. We aren't moved by what we feel. If God says I'm healed, who cares what I feel? Who cares what a doctor says? Who cares what your banker says? God said he'd supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Who cares about anything else? Some people think you can't live that way. Well, that's the way I'm living. I'm not perfect in it, but that's the way I'm living. You can get to a place to where walking by faith is more real than walking by sight. You know, I had this instance a number of years ago where we had what we call an Expand Your Vision weekend or a Bible college weekend, and we had people come from all over to visit the school. And we had an auditorium like this with a center aisle. I was sitting in a seat just exactly like this. and there were people over there, and there were two doors over here. And anyway, the power of God was just awesome. Jamie was leading praise and worship, and we were just worshiping God. And I had my eyes closed, and I was just standing there worshiping God. And with my eyes closed, this wasn't something I saw with my physical eyes, I saw in my heart, I saw Jesus just walk in those two doors over there. And he walked in and stood in front of those doors, and those doors were on these springs, or these air deals, that after he walked in, they just slowly closed behind him, and he just stood there. And in my heart, I was seeing all of this. And then I saw Jesus walk over, and there was a woman from Chicago over here, and he just walked over and touched her. And I mean, immediately, boom, she just fell on her face with spread eagle like this, worshiping God. He skipped two people, and then he walked over and touched another woman. And when he did, he just touched her on the head. She fell to her knees and lifted her hands and started worshiping God. And I saw these things. I mean, it was real. I was seeing it in my heart. And it was so real what I was seeing that I opened up my physical eyes to see if I could see it. And I remember standing right there, and I looked, and those two doors were just closing. Nobody was there. You couldn't see a person, but you could see those two doors. I could see everything in the physical that was happening, but I couldn't see Jesus. And I watched, and then pretty soon this girl from Chicago just fell flat on her face, spread eagle out before the Lord. And then two people, nothing happened. Then the next person fell to their knees and lifted their hand. Everything I was seeing in the spirit, I was seeing happen with my physical eyes, except there was a delay between what I saw in the spirit and what I saw in the natural, and I couldn't see Jesus. I could see the results of what Jesus was doing, but I couldn't see him. And you know what I did? I closed my eyes and went back to seeing with my heart because it was better.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK150 titled Seeing with Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to encourage you as you write in to get these materials. Remember, today is our last day to offer you this first teaching as a gift. But when you call or write, I'd like to encourage you to become a partner with us. You know, the things that we're doing, we're reaching people all over the world, and this is changing people's lives. I can guarantee you that the things that I said today changed millions of people's attitudes all over the world. But it cost a lot of money to do this, and there's other people that we could reach if we just were on more outlets, if we were on more times per day. We need people to stand with us, and I'd like to ask you that if you've been blessed by this ministry, then be a blessing to someone else. Call that number and become a partner today.